Okay, welcome everyone. It's 12 noon, and I'm afraid I tried to quickly eat an egg sandwich before I started. So now I have the hiccups. My apologies for that. So you may hear hiccuping sounds as I do this short talk presentation. So if you're watching, I'm watching the comments. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm watching the YouTube comments. And I already got one from Tyler. And as well, I'll be watching the comments in the Activity Center, where you can also be watching this. And the Activity Center, of course, is right here. And if you click on that, there it is live, and I'll just leave it off so that I don't get echoing, but you can just access this stream in the Activity Center. Of course, if you're already here, you know that already. Anyhow, this session I want to cover how to follow the course. Now, if you're already subscribed to email, I'm just going to come back here. No, not there. Here we go. If you're already subscribed by email, then, of course, you can just follow the course through your email newsletter. But maybe you don't want to use email. Maybe you want an alternative to email. Or maybe you just like different ways of following the same thing. Either way, that's fine. There are many different ways you can follow the course, and I'm going to talk about those in this session. So, the newsletter, of course, you click on the course newsletter, and then click on this link here to subscribe. It'll take you to a subscription form. You fill in the form. All I really need is the email address. First name, last name is completely optional. And then you need to check email to give me GDPR permissions to send you email. And then just click subscribe. You'll get a confirmation in your email and you're subscribed. This is a mailing list that you can unsubscribe to at any time. There's a link at the bottom of every email, and all you need to do is click on unsubscribe, and you're gone. So that's email. And again, I think most of you probably already know that. But let's come back. There's also course feeds. So the course feed, this could be seen here. So in this feed, what I do is I harvest other people's feeds, and including my own, where I may contribute to my own information. And you can subscribe to the course feed in RSS itself. In fact, I don't seem to have a page for that. That's interesting. I'll have to make a page for that. Oh, my. Let's go to the course newsletter again. Here we go. I should mention the newsletter is available on the web. And here it is. It's just ethics.mooc.ca/course-newsletter.htm. And it's also available via RSS. And I really should make this more prominent here. So this is the course RSS feed. This feed, you can see it here. It's updated every day. Actually, it's updated every hour. And it contains the posts that you, the participants in the course, have contributed via your blog, and we talked yesterday about how to contribute your blog to the course, plus any presentations, for example, this presentation will be available and accessible through the RSS feed, and any other course materials. There's a bunch of different materials that may be offered, will be offered, in fact, as we go through the course, and they will all be made available through this RSS feed. So the question is, how to subscribe to it? Well, what you need is an RSS reader. So I'll just type in Google RSS reader. There are various readers. Okay, here are the best free RSS reader apps in 2021, according to Zapier. Let's see what ones they recommend. Feedly, NewsBlur, iKnowReader, The Old Reader, and Feeder. So Feedly is the one that I use personally. So I'll click on Feedly. Using a browser there where I'm not currently subscribed to Feedly, so you can get a sense of what that looks like. Feedly.com. And so here's what it looks like. Oh, I am subscribed in Edge. How about that? Okay, how about Internet Explorer? I don't use Internet Explorer for a while. I don't even have it loaded here. Chrome? Let's try. I might be subscribed here as well, but we'll see. So, Feedly, same URL. Okay, I'm still subscribed. Okay, let me log out here. And we'll see what it looks like when you first sign in. If I can, log out. Oh, it's Chrome, so I don't know how to do anything. Here we go, down here, log out. All right, this is what Feedly looks like when you just go to it to begin with. And then you just click on Get Started. You can create a free Feedly account. They are free. And either continue with Google, with Feedly, that's your, if you don't have an account, I don't know how you can continue with Feedly, or continue with Apple, or choose other ways to sign up. And I don't know if there's a way to... Well, that's with your Microsoft account. What I'm looking for is a way to sign up without actually... There we go. Just enter your email address, and then you'll create a password, and you can sign in. So Feedly looks like this. This is my Feedly. To add an RSS feed to Feedly, you click on the plus on the left-hand side of the page here. So click on that. And now let's come back to the course, which is here somewhere. Okay, this is the RSS. So I could either copy the address from the top or from this course newsletter page, I could just right-click where it says RSS and go copy link. Or I could just enter the URL for the course itself. We come back into Feedly, just submit it, and you'll see the source that comes up, and click subscribe. Here it is. And it gives you the option to follow, and you now have an option to put it in one of your categories. I'll just put it in favorites because it is my favorite. And you are now subscribed. So what happens then is, as new content is added to the RSS feed, we can look at that RSS feed here. So here I am in favorites. This is actually too hard for me to work when the text is so large. So I actually have 42 favorites. I'm just trying to list them all. Oh, it'll be down at the bottom here, probably. There it is. So here's the feed. Notice you can easily see the course icon. So we click on that. And here is the item from yesterday, how to add your blog to the course. Here's the post that Matthias Melcher wrote yesterday. Here is another piece of information. Here's another post that someone else has already written. Here's the session for the course. You can watch the video. Anything you want in the course will be available. The old reader is another one that I've used. It works very much the same way. Click add a subscription. Again, the same URL. Paste that in. In this case, click plus. And now I'm simply subscribed to it, and here we are. You can add your own content. Matthias Melcher, who's already submitted stuff, he has an RSS tool that he uses on his laptop. It's called Quite RSS. So you can download it and install it. So I'll download it here. I'll just use the installer for the Windows. And so we'll save it. Now, it should be here. There it is. So I'll set it up. So now I'm installing Quite RSS on my desktop. I'm doing this in real time so that you can actually see this happening. Install. Because it is very quick to do this thing. And now I have here, it opened up for me automatically. Now here's my desktop RSS reader. So there's not even an account, no tracking or anything like that. So if I want to add a new feed, here's the URL. It actually remembers it from my clipboard. That's pretty cool. There's no authentication required for this feed. I'll click next. And it'll go in all feeds, all finish, and here it is. So now, in this application, this desktop application, I can read all the contents of the course and, of course, follow the links. And it actually displays right in the feed reader. Isn't that nice? So you do not even need to use a cloud-based service. You can use this desktop application to access all the contents of the course through RSS. I have one more thing to add to this, and that's another way of following the content of the course. So we'll come back to the course, and that's through the course podcast. Yes, there is a course podcast. Of course there is. The podcast, I need to update this page. Well, let's go to the course outline. And the podcast is listed here right under videos. We'll click on that. So this is the web page for the podcast. And each one of these, entry, each episode, if you will, is listed here. Now, right now, the podcast only includes one presentation, and it's the presentation from yesterday. Here it is. Tomorrow, it'll have two. It'll have the presentation you're listening to right now, plus the one from yesterday. Now, the thing about podcasts is there is an RSS feed for podcasts. And there it is. So this is the RSS feed for podcasts. And the way podcasts work is they look for a file in what's called an enclosure right in here in the RSS feed. So then the way you subscribe to a podcast is we'll find our favorite podcast application. Okay, podcast app. So Google Podcast, apps on Google Play, though that won't help me. Mostly people use their mobile phones for podcasts. I wonder if I can just do that really quickly. Alienware Mobile Connect. And dashboard. Mirroring. See your phone screen on your PC. Send request. Okay. Activate. Oops. Okay. Activate. Oh, I need to send. Where's that? Let's see now. I'm trying to open it up on my phone. Here we go. Okay, send request. Here we go. Start now. There we go. All right, so now we're looking at my mobile phone screen. Sorry about the delay in putting that up there. So I use Pocket Podcasters. You can see some of the things that I subscribe to, Twit and Vergecast and Front Burner, and you know, there's a whole bunch of things. So if I want to add a new podcast, so podcasts, should be able to just add it. No, that's not it. Discover, search podcasts. Now they just have their own list of podcasts. There's going to be a way for me to enter in the URL, I'm sure. I just don't know what it is. No. What's this? No. Okay, well, this is the perils of doing unrehearsed things on live television. Because there should be. The problem is it's hard for me to see behind that screen sharing icon there. Okay, no. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's cast too, so I could cast it to my television or something like that. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know how to do it with this application. I thought there was a way, but apparently there isn't. So let's find another podcast application on Google Play, because I use Android. If you use iPhone, use your own applications. I can't help you. So we use Google Play. And we'll look for podcast. So there we go. And we'll look for podcast players, podcast apps. So install. This is CastBox. That was an ad, so maybe I shouldn't use that. Podcast player. Here we go. This looks good. So we'll install it. And okay. Oh, we're still installing it. Open. Okay, so here we are in the app. And we'll go through some garbage. We'll allow it, because otherwise it can't actually access. Oh, I can't read that region. That's no good. Subscribed. Plus. Okay, add URL. You see at the bottom there, it's kind of hard to see. Add URL. And so We have to wait for it here. It's thinking. Come on. Okay, add URL. There we go. Okay, so now I have the URL here. The URL for the podcast for this course, come back here, is ethics.mooc.ca/audio.xml. So I'll type that in, ethics.mooc.ca/audio.xml. Confirm. URL is incorrect. It must want an HTTP at the front. HTTPS, that's right. Everything is HTTPS these days. So there we go. Oops, we're not seeing that anymore. So here we go. Confirm. It's still saying URL is incorrect. That is very strange. Confirm. Audio.xml. I don't know why it's saying URL is incorrect. Oh, but the confirm is still blanked out. So maybe that's just an old message from before. Yeah, unable to control your phone from your PC. That's probably a good thing. Okay, this is turning out to be a failure. It should work. It's a perfectly good podcast. Okay, oh, here we go. Okay, so it finished doing that. Let's see if it shows up here. And it did not. Okay, well, I'm going to end that attempt at the moment. That was a failure, but this should work with your podcast. I will say it's getting harder and harder to simply subscribe to podcasts using RSS these days. But that is the podcast URL. And in an upcoming episode of Ethics, Analytics, and the Duty of Care, I will show you a successful subscription to a podcast just to show you that it can be done. However, I seem to be having issues right now. And it's in the middle of a live broadcast, so it's too hard to fix. So I'm sorry about that. However, well, I do have one viewer, so to the one viewer, my apologies for that. Nonetheless, the RSS, we saw that work, and the newsletter, we know that that works. So those are other ways that you can follow this course. So with that, I'll end this session at this point. I'm trying to keep these noon sessions, at least the introductory ones, relatively short. And tomorrow, Thursday, we'll talk about tasks and other ways of participating in the course. And then Friday, we'll talk about, we'll have our first live session using Zoom. Who knows how that'll go wrong? We'll see. It should work. It's all been tested, so it should work. But you never know. And we'll talk about what does it mean to participate in a connectivist MOOC as opposed to one of the ones you may have seen in Coursera or edX or whatever, where it's just like a university course except online. Connectivist MOOCs are a bit different. So with that, I'll wrap up this session right now. And thank you for your time and your interest. Talk to you again. Thank you. Ugh.